Hello, I'd like to welcome you to episode 302 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And I got to tell you something. I thought tonight's podcast, this week's podcast, would be easy, lightweight. Maybe some laughs, some good news. The Electoral College made Biden the president and, you know, first shot of the vaccine is out. I thought it'd be good, but it can't be good. I don't know if it's me or the news or 2020, but it keeps pounding. I mean, it just, you guys know how I do the podcast. In the course of the week, I pick certain stories, certain headlines, put them in my podcast folder, and then I talk about them or whatever. I was just going through my collected headlines for the past week. Joshua Feist and Casey Gooden Jr. shot in the back by police. More evidence in that. Betsy DeVos telling the staff to be the resistance under Biden. Denny's server quit her job because two idiots claim they're not wearing their masks because of religious reasons. The mayor of Dodge City in Kansas has to resign after death threats for signing an order to wear masks. Dan Crenshaw, holy shit, what a piece of shit this guy's turning into. This is that Republican congressman from Texas that wears the eye patch. Starts out with that Texas lawsuit about, throwing out the votes in other states. And now, on his Twitter account, he gets busted following a $1,500 a night escort. Which, again, I got no problem with the sex and the stuff like that. Do what you want to do, but don't deny it when you get busted. But again, just to keep going, police are using dogs to bite people. It's called pain compliance. Kelly Loeffler, for the Republican senator in Georgia who's up for the runoff, poses with an ex-KKK leader. Racism in the rock climbing world. Rock climbing. So, I don't know, I'm laughing. This is one of those you laugh instead of cry kind of things. I'm going to go through these, but it's hilarious. And don't worry, I'm closing on some good ones. But it's just, it never stops. It's a pounding that never stops. So let's look at this. To start with, this is no joke about this. This is tragedy, and I hate to say it. It's again. So an independent autopsy commissioned by the family of Joshua Feist shows that he was shot in the back by police. It's consistent with what the witnesses' accounts were. And he was no threat to the police who killed him. We have the same thing. We have the same thing with Casey Gooden Jr., who was entering his house, shot from behind. You're not a threat. If they shoot you in the back, you're not a threat. Okay. Another thing that came up this week, a little kerfuffle over Barack Obama and talking about defund the police. Barack Obama's doing a book tour. He was on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. If you didn't see it, it was great. Really fun. He was on DeSouza and Morrow. I'm saying it wrong, but he was great on that too. And that's not even one of my favorite shows, but he was great on it. And they did a good job. He's having fun in the interviews. But anyway, Barack Obama was talking about defund the police. And he said that the Democrats need to come up with a better choice of words, because the words defund the police, he said, not only does it scare white people in the suburbs, it would scare like Michelle's mother, using an example of a black older woman or grandmother. And he's right. He's right. I said this back when they came up with it. The Democrats need to come up with better slogans. Defund the police scares people because it's easy for the right wing to twist it into saying you don't want police departments and you're going to cut back. You're going to get rid of police. And that scares people who aren't aware of what it really means, which is more money spent on social workers, on psychologists, on non-lethal force in these situations in dealing with mental health. But this isn't that. This is just straight up two more young black men murdered by cops. So we'll see how it turns out. Moving on. Betsy DeVos, can we agree, of all the horrible people Trump put into various cabinet positions, she has to be in the top three, right? Of the worst, most incompetent, someone who knows nothing about schools or teaching. All she knows about is being rich and wanting to funnel public school money into private schools through vouchers so that white people who are almost rich can send their kids to schools that are rich and leave the black and the brown kids in an educational desert. Okay, that's all she wants to do. So now that she knows she's leaving and there's a lot of employees in the Department of Education, she's actually telling them, let me leave you with this plea. Be the resistance against forces that will derail you from doing what's right for students. What the hell does she know about what's right for students? Nothing. Imagine that. Telling this staff, telling these people, be the resistance under the new president, whose wife happens to have a doctorate in education. Yes, she has a doctorate. Are we going to have that argument over whether she should be called doctor? You get a PhD, you're a doctor. Like I said, it just keeps going. A Denny's server, and let me see if I can see where this took place. Franklin Park, Illinois. She works at Denny's. You know, this is what bothers me about these anti-mask assholes and bullies. And of course, they're white males, because that's who does this shit. I talked about this before. White males are the ones who don't wear their masks. So she asks them to put their masks on, and they say that as Christians, they have a religious exemption to the state's mask mandate, which is all bullshit. There's no religious exception, and, you know, it's not like everyone has to wear a mask except Christians. No. But what they're doing is they're bullying this woman because she's a server at Denny's. She doesn't have a lot of power, and she got fed up. She's trying to do her job. And she just said to the boss, these guys won't put on their masks. I'm sick of feeling like this. People should not have to put up with this in their jobs. And these are people, servers, clerical people, retail people, people who part of their job is being nice to the customer listening and putting up with this. And these assholes bully them. You know, now the boss kicked them out and but the server was just trying to be polite. And she said, she said, quote, you know what? I quit. I fucking quit. What's wrong with you people? Yeah, she's talking. I don't know how old she was or who she was. It doesn't really talk about that. And Denny's is saying they're going to do something. But he told them that the governor said no mass, no service. There's no religious exemption. They're like, okay, you've lost our business. Get the hell out. How much money are they going to make off the 2 grand slams you assholes were buying? It's a shame. It's a shame. I hope the woman gets some support, gets her job back. Maybe there'll be one of these GoFundMes and she'll end up collecting $100,000 from people who care. And then these two idiots will sue for their piece of it, like what happened in San Diego. Again, it's just... It's nonstop, people. It's nonstop. Joyce Warshaw, the mayor of Dodge City in western Kansas, she said she's resigning effective immediately because of threats she received after publicly supporting a mask mandate. What the hell is wrong with these people? What the hell is wrong with these people? She's concerned about her safety after being met with aggression and threats via phone, email. The city commission voted 4-1 for a mask mandate. You know why? Because we're in the midst of the second surge. Because 300,000 people are dead. Because it's real. It's real. So wear a mask. She said she still loves the city, doesn't regret her vote, but she had to quit. And, it's a small town mayor job, but she had to quit. Dodge City has 33,600 residents and has had 4,900 cases of COVID-19. That's pretty high. That's pretty high. That's what, 1 out of 7? 1/7, I'd say, of the population, estimating. Yeah, that's pretty high. Wear a mask. Stop being a fucking asshole. What would Jesus do? You're Christian. What would Jesus do? He wouldn't be an asshole. He wouldn't be an asshole. At no point was Jesus like, you know, you should really be an asshole and pick on people. Oh, and when in doubt, threaten people's lives. What the? Continuing the threat of people's lives in Michigan, just to hold the electoral vote, they had to lock the doors because, once again, these crazy white men are walking around outside with their rifles and their assault weapons. And they're, I'm going to look tough. I'm going to look tough. The, quote, stop the steal movement. Ugh. I don't know. Is there any depth to this? Is there anything in this story that you don't already know? We've seen these idiots pulling out their guns and marching around because stores were closed. We've seen them pulling out their guns and marching around because they had to wear masks. Now they're pulling out their guns and marching around because they lost the election and there are no hidden votes and there was no fraud and blah, 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 blah. Arizona State Capitol had to increase security, just on and on. Of course, Trump attacks them. That's what leads them. Trump says this and away they go. But it's a damn shame. So let's look at this idiot, Dan Crenshaw. This is this one. Wow. Idiot, right-wing, crazy, or just another Texas congressman. So first he tries to explain his support of the lawsuit Texas versus Pennsylvania, which asked the Supreme Court to throw out votes cast for Biden, but not votes cast for Trump. He says this case should go to the Supreme Court. Another one who doesn't really understand how government works or the Constitution. No, it doesn't go to the Supreme Court. And in the meantime, they hacked into his Twitter. They got into his Twitter and they found he's, oh no, he didn't get hacked. Listen, the internet is forever. You've heard me say this a million times. Congressmen especially do not understand the internet. If you're on Twitter and you follow, and these people are not evil, I'm not saying anything against them, but if you follow porn stars or escorts or sex workers or anything like that, as you pretend to be above all that, you're below them. Trust me, you're in Congress, you're below them. But it's on Twitter. That's called the internet. And when you talk some stupid shit about fraud or whatever else, they're going to find out and they're going to blow it up. And then I was hacked. There must be nothing easier than hacking a congressman's Twitter or Facebook or Instagram account. Because whenever they get caught following or posting or whatever, I was hacked. Trump is easy to hack. This guy showed, a guy from the Netherlands showed how easy it was to hack Trump's Twitter. Do you know what the password was? MAGA2020. This guy, he didn't do anything. He just wanted to show how, listen, people, when you get a password, you know the rules. One capital letter, a symbol, you know, an asterisk or something in it, and letters and numbers. Mix it up. MAGA 2020. Didn't take a pro hacker to get into that one. Dan Crenshaw, it'd be great if you would have just shut the hell up. Kelly Loeffler in Georgia poses with an ex-KKK leader, claims she didn't know who he was. She knew exactly who it was. Everyone knew who he was because this guy's been in the news before. Chester Doles, ex-KKK leader, arrested numerous times. She's standing there next to him, smiling, saying, "Save America, stop socialism." Yeah, okay. The famous saying, if when someone shows you who they are, believe them. So Maya Angelou said, it's still true. And these people showed who they are. Leffler shows who she is. Dan Crenshaw shows who he is. Believe him. Betsy DeVos shows who she is. Believe her. These are garbage people. This thing with the dogs, I did not know about it. And I'm amazed that this is legal. So what they do, this is after you're arrested and you're on the ground in handcuffs, but they feel you're not complying, which at that point, I don't know what complying is. But for example, in July 7th in Yakima, Washington, and they got the video of it, the police officer handling the dog guides the dog's mouth to the man's leg and has the dog bite him, intentionally bite him. And this is done apparently thousands of times all over the country. They call it pain compliance. And the police say it's what they have to use to get people under control. Quick targeted amounts of pain. You know, digging a thumb into a pressure point. Okay, twisting a wrist. We've seen that. A taser. Okay, that's okay. But using dogs to actually have the dogs bite people who are already subdued just because they want you to do something because of the pain. And they got they're throwing dogs on people that they were held on the ground. They're using the dogs as weapons. And these dogs, listen, these are serious dog bites. These aren't like a dog nip. This is a dog chewing into your skin. And I have nothing against the dogs. I love dogs. These are dogs being used by horrible people and being trained. I know dog trainers and people who work with dogs. This is the worst. This is the worst. They to actually hold the dog. So what doctors and experts say, and this is the problem with pain compliance, is you get bit by a dog, the body floods with adrenaline, and your body's not doing anything but wanting to fight off this dog. You're not going to comply more. You're going to fight more. Quote, and this is from Kyle Hennen, a former police officer and a consultant on police dogs. There is so much pain that people can't even comprehend what's going on. It's overriding pain. Jesus. One of the guys bit years ago, bit in 2017. Quote, I was in so much pain, I would have done anything to get that dog off me. Of course you would. Of course you would. You've seen police dogs, German shepherds, and these dogs are big, mean dogs. And again, I'm not saying anything against the dogs. But what a horrible thing. What a horrible thing. And just because this one I gotta laugh at, because this is where you get to how racist do you have to be? Melissa Utomo, 29-year-old Asian American, used to be the only woman and person of color when she rock climbs. Rock climbing. You know, just rock climbing. So she goes on a climbing trip to Wyoming, and these are the names of the routes. They have routes to climb the wall. You follow certain cracks and handholds and patterns. These are some of the names. Slavery Wall. Happiness in Slavery. Welfare Crack. These are the names. And of course she says, I was in a group of all white men. Really, just some of the other names. Kitty porn, clean shaven girls, astride by Indian queen, Third Reich. Really? Like see, when people deny the existence of racism, this is how deep it runs. This is how far it goes. Fucking climbing a wall of rock. Well, if I got a trail, I should give it the most racist name possible. I should be a total piece of shit at all times. So I'm going to call this Astride My Indian Queen. What the fuck? What is wrong with people? So, of course, they try to change it, and, you know, they began compiling a list of offensive names, and they talked to the Parks Department and blah, 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 and they, you know, they're trying to change this. I don't know. God bless them. God bless them. I don't even know. Just another climber, Tamir Ahmad, said that as a person of color, I've done climbs where I felt uncomfortable saying a name to a friend. Yeah. What'd you do this weekend? Oh, I climbed the Third Reich. I climbed Slavery Wall. What the? Just garbage people. They are garbage people. Plain and simple. So, let's, you know what? Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about something good. Let's talk about helping people. You know, my podcast is now sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, I've talked about this before. I'll talk about it now. BetterHelp.com, you go to them, they connect you with a therapist, you get some help. Mental health is a huge issue. Right now, we're dealing with the pandemic, we're dealing with the holidays, we're dealing with so much going on, and it might be too much. Seeing your family might be too much, not seeing your family might be too much, whatever. I'm a big advocate. You know, I'm a believer in mental health and mental health care. I've dealt with therapists in my time. I've done recovery. I've been sober a long time. This stuff works. And I say it over and over again, and I'm going to say it right now. You're not the only one. Okay? Get a little help. These are things. What happens? What are mental health issues? What can happen? What are some of the things they can help you with? Here's the things to look at. What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? I've told you before, I'm the biggest limit to myself. My own mind saying I can't do it or I'm not worth it has been the biggest block to things that have happened in my life that I did do and I was worth. BetterHelp.com will assess your needs, match you with your own licensed therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. You do it online. It's a safe environment. And these are professional counselors, okay? You get timely and thoughtful responses. You can schedule weekly sessions through video or phone. It's more affordable than traditional counseling. Financial aid is available, and it's available worldwide. These are licensed professionals who can help you with things like depression, stress, anxiety, anger, self-esteem, sleep problems, trauma, okay? It is convenient, professional, and confidential. So please, do yourself a favor. Get some help. You're not the only one, and it's okay. You go to BetterHelp.com/Alonzo, okay? That's help, H-E-L-P. BetterHelp.com/Alonzo. They'll give you a great deal. Please, please do this. Do this for yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. Reach out, betterhelp.com. And thank you to betterhelp.com for sponsoring my podcast. Now, was there any good news this week? Hell yeah, there was. Let's talk about the good. Sorry about all the crap. As you know, the first person was vaccinated. Sandra Lindsay, an intensive care nurse in New York, got the vaccine. Okay, she says, I feel hopeful. I feel relieved. The vaccine is getting out there. They're. I don't know why they send it to Florida. You know, Florida hasn't been playing along. Why we send it to Florida? Nah, we can vaccinate Florida. Listen, so this is the Pfizer vaccine. It has to be kept at, what is this temperature? Minus 94 degrees. So when it's shipped, it has to be shipped in dry ice. But they're shipping it around the country. They've got airplanes full of it flying around. It must be kept at minus 94 Fahrenheit, which is the same as minus 94 Celsius because they meet at 40 below. How do I know that? Well, I've done winter gigs in Winnipeg. You find out things about the cold in Winnipeg. So I think this is great. I will try. Listen to me say, I will try the vaccine like they're going to give it to me. I'm way down the list, but I'm not afraid of it. I'm not. There's people who are afraid. I understand that, particularly black people, because Lord knows they have experimented on us in the past. I don't think they're going to experiment on us this time. You know how you know it's not an experiment? Because they're not doing it only to black people. They're not going to the inner city and trying it under some guise of helping or anything like that. No, this is a good thing. Let's get those first responders vaccinated and let's see what we can do about distribution. And let's hope they don't screw that part up. The Pfizer vaccine has been approved. Apparently, the Moderna vaccine will also be approved under an emergency order, and hopefully we get it out. So that's good news. Mackenzie Scott is straight up good news. Mackenzie Scott is Jeff Bezos' ex, and you know what she's doing? Giving away money. Not just a little bit of money, a lot of money. How about $4.2 billion in the last 4 months to 384 organizations across the 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C.? She signed up as part of that giving pledge with Warren Buffett and the Gates family to give away half of her money in her lifetime. She's doing a great job. Bezos, more a piece of shit. He's giving away $800 million. That's a lot of money. He's worth $170 billion. Okay, so think about that. Think about being worth $170,000 and giving away $800. Okay? She's worth $55 billion. She's given away $4.2, but she's continuing to give it away. She is a good person. 18th richest person in the world, third wealthiest woman in the world. And she's giving away money to everything. Colleges and food banks and COVID relief funds and employment training, debt relief, financial services, education, on and on and on. Legal defense funds that take on institutional discrimination and on and on. Yeah, there is some good news. You want to have fun? You got a little bit of money? There's an auction. There's an auction you might want to be part of. Somebody's going to get to press the button that blows up Donald Trump's casino. That's right. The city of Atlantic City is holding a fundraiser to benefit the Boys and Girls Club. And what you get to do to Trump Plaza, which is a dump casino and has been falling apart. It's been under, they've been destroying it, taking it down. And finally, they're just going to blow up what's left. And if you make the right bid, you get to press the button. Well, isn't that nice? I think that's fantastic. And good luck. Maybe she will donate the money to somebody to let them blow up the casino. That'd be nice. That'd be good. Yeah. Shout out to Palm Beach. I know you've heard this story. Shout out to Palm Beach. Why? Because Palm Beach is like, Trump cannot live at Mar-a-Lago. Get the hell out of here. We don't want you. Apparently, in one of his deals, when Trump made a deal to turn Mar-a-Lago from a house to a club, part of the deal was he can't live there. You're not allowed to stay there more than, it's somewhere in here. It can't be a domicile. And you're not allowed, there's a certain time limit to where you can stay there. And I'm looking for exactly what it is. Well, I don't know what it is. You can't spend more than 21 days a year in the guest suites and you can't stay longer than 7 consecutive days. So it's not a house. And they're like, we don't want him living here. We don't. And they're telling the Secret Service that don't come. We don't want, if you want to live here, you buy a house, but you can't live at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know how this is going to play out, but kudos to the city of Palm Beach. And man, they don't play. When they get to HOA, they don't mess around. I love this. I can't wait to see how this plays out. You talk about not being wanted. They're like, hey, we don't give a shit. You can't live at Mar-a-Lago. Those are the rules. And finally, and this isn't even a top this. This is just something that I saw that I think is a bad precedent. Okay. Jen O'Malley, who is the deputy chief of the incoming White House chief of staff. She's a deputy to him. She called Republicans on the Capitol Hill fuckers. She did it in an article in Glamour magazine, and they're getting on her about it. For what? She's right. They are fuckers. You've seen Capitol Hill, huh? Come on. What else are they? What other word do you have to describe Dan Crenshaw? I've said it before, I say it again. I got no sympathy for him. I don't think we should be reaching out to him. Call a fucker a fucker. So good for you, Jen. But even better for Palm Beach. I love that. Who's paying attention? You guys are. It's a week before Christmas. Figure it out. I don't know whether you do Zoom or if you're going to actually visit the family. Be safe. Enjoy. Let's go out on a high note. Let's go out on a high note. There's a lot of people saying it right now, and I'm going to say it too. Be kind. And if you have the opportunity, and I've had some kindnesses this week. I had a person give me a donut. I was at a bagel shop, and, you know, this woman just gave me a donut, just being nice. If you can be kind to someone who's working, servers and clerks and what, you know, those kind of service jobs, etc., do that. Do that. Just be kind. Be nice. We're going to be all right. Vaccine's coming. 2021's coming. We're going to be all right. I love you guys for listening. Who's paying attention? You are. And once again, I thank you.